Leader!
Order, order.
The member needs to stop playing to the media and actually do some homework. Actually do some homework and make sure that the accusations she makes are correct.
Social Development Minister Anne Tolley ticking off her Labour shadow Carmel Cipollone for focusing on the small change in the ministry's spending at the ministry's financial review in the committee rooms and in the debating chamber, with questions such as this one for the minister.
Does she agree with MSD CEO's response about the 3.1 million increase in external contracting, the 3.4 million increase in advertising and PR costs, and the trebling of funding to international travel being a drop in the bucket compared to the overall ministry's budget? If so, why?
Mr. Speaker,
Honourable Anne Tolley.
Well, first of all, I'm not exactly sure what the Chief Executive said, nor in what context. But what I am sure of is that this Chief Executive is responsible for a budget of about $23 billion, delivers services and support to over a million New Zealanders across the spectrum, and he manages about 10,000 staff. I'm sure that he came along expecting the opposition to ask him questions about things that New Zealanders are really worried about, like the unemployment rate, about support for solo parents, support for people who are disabled and sick in our community, not asking them about minute expenditures that as well.
Order.
That is well explained in PR campaigns that respond to concerns around teenage sexual violence, like and also around campaigns to help elderly with enduring powers of attorney. Those are the sorts of things that were explained to the member in the financial reviews yesterday.
Mrs. Tolley failed to stem the jeering on the opposition benches, where there was great delight in labelling Finance Minister Bill English $1 bill, following this question from his Labour shadow, Grant Robertson.
Supplementary question, Grant Robertson.
Can the Minister confirm his answer to the primary question that a surplus of $1 will constitute a meaningful surplus in his world?
Honourable Bill English.
Mr. Speaker, yes, as I said, any surplus will be meaningful, but they're likely to be larger if that member stops organising protests against restraint in the public service.
Mr. English then faced this question from Labour's finance spokesman.
Does the minister think he might be able to manage a $1 bill surplus because he is overcharging New Zealanders $178 million because the ACC worker and earner accounts are fully funded? And why would he not give New Zealanders a fair go and not overcharge them for ACC?
Honourable Bill English, either of those two supplementary
questions.
Don't
agree with any of that. As I said to the member, the government's been consistently conservative in the way it's handled ACC levies, and we've had smaller increases than officials recommended and smaller decreases. But even in that context, by 1 April next year, we will have reduced ACC levies by $1.5 billion per year, the equivalent of a moderate tax cut for every household in New Zealand.
Now to the committee rooms, and an indication that the six-year freeze on funding for public radio could be about to end if the government accepts its bid for more money in the May budget. Appearing before the Commerce Committee for the annual review of Radio New Zealand's financial performance in the last financial year, Board Chairman Richard Griffin confirmed that there would be a bid for a funding increase, but declined to put a figure on it.
We are presently talking to the government about how and what we need to do. We're not going to, under any circumstances, put on the table a piece of paper that the government says we need more money, and if you don't give it to us, we're going to have a sock. What we're doing is showing the government and the minister in charge of broadcasting what we do, how we do it, and how much it costs. And when and if we finish those discussions, you'll have a pretty clear idea about how much we think it might cost to break even.
Radio New Zealand Board Chairman Richard Griffin. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program was brought to you with funding from Parliament.